This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Polling suggests that between 15 and 26 million people across the U.S. have participated in a protest in the wake of George Floyd's killing, which would make it the largest movement in American history. Demonstrations have happened in big cities and small towns driven by people of many generations and different races. As part of our Embedded 2020 series, we wanted to know more about people's motivations for coming together. For Keystone Crossroads, Alana Elder has this profile of three protest organizers in the very starkly divided city of Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
A railroad divides the city of Lebanon in two. And in some people's minds, there's literally a wrong side of the tracks.
There's this stigma, this thing where blacks and Puerto Ricans, people of color, we all come from the north side. And that's where like a lot of the projects are and different things like that.
At 38, Michelle Cotton has lived in Lebanon all her life, mostly the north side. She's biracial and a single mom and moved in 2013 to the other side of town.
And I had a landlord illegally charge me 3 times security if I wanted to get the house that I have now. And I paid it because I knew that that's just what it is. And he even said to me, he said, look at where you're coming from. He said, you're coming from the north side, and how do I know you're not going to ruin my property? I had to sign in the lease that I wasn't a prostitute or sold drugs.
Lebanon is a city of about 26,000 between Harrisburg and Reading. It's seen big demographic shifts in the past few decades, and it's now nearly 50% Latino and 5% Black. Cotton says she grew up here learning unspoken rules, like what restaurants and bars to avoid for the overt racism.
A lot of older people are like, there goes the neighborhood, and I want to change that mentality. You know, we should be embracing each other.
When we talked later by phone, Cotton said she tried to lead this effort before. She says she tried to organize people after one of the many police brutality incidents that made national headlines in recent years.
And I'm going, who's with me? And like, nobody wanted to do this. Like, nobody wanted to do it. It never went anywhere. And I'm just like on social media talking about how much Lebanon, you know, should speak out.
Cotton feels especially driven in her advocacy because her 4-year-old son is autistic. And she has custody over her brother, who, at 32, has autism as well. She fears what could happen if they are stopped or questioned by police.
We shouldn't have to be fearful of that. Like, we shouldn't have to be afraid of what this is going to turn into, you know? So, yeah. Like, everything is because I'm a mom. I can't. Like, this is unacceptable for our children.
After George Floyd was killed, Cotton asked around to see if this time anyone was willing to organize in Lebanon. The response was much different.
We need this sense of community in Lebanon. We need to stand together.
Yes.
We need to have these difficult conversations with open minds,
yes,
and open hearts.
I have been so outside of my comfort zone, but if it gives even any kid that grows up in Lebanon a chance to be more comfortable with themselves, then it has to be done.
Paige Hall, a 20-year-old Black woman, was one of 2 younger women Michelle Cotton connected with to organize a protest. Paige's friend, 19-year-old Abigail Braganier, who's white, was the other lead organizer.
I was born into a very racist place, and even I knew as a kid this wasn't right. But Paige is one of my best friends, and when I told her I was so mad about George Floyd, and I was so mad, she was like, do some research.
Black Lives Matter!
The protest the group organized drew hundreds of people to gather at the Lebanon County Courthouse before an impromptu march to the county jail. In the lead-up, Braganier says she received threatening messages on social media.
It got serious when it was like somebody told me exactly where I worked, and I was like, they knew where I was at that day. My family didn't want me to really leave the house. I lost a lot of sleep, and so did Paige. A lot of sleep over it.
Braganier hopes to go to college, maybe become a lawyer. She was accepted to Kutztown University, but can't afford it yet, so she plans to become a nursing assistant first. And she's been reading her friend's political science textbooks. Both she and her friend Paige Hall can't see a long-term future for themselves in Lebanon.
That's why I'm trying so hard to make a difference while I'm here, but for my health, like for my peace of mind, like I can't stay here.
Michelle Cotton says she and her family are glad they've put down roots in Lebanon. But she says local leaders, including police, need to seize this moment in a way that makes the town more inviting for all.
Talk to us open up something to the public where we can sit down and say what has happened to us, our family, our friends. You know what I mean? Like, and then, you know, act accordingly.
In Harrisburg, I'm Alana Elder.